Again on a Wednesday evening, I do believe it is Wednesday, and we're 4 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here in the UK, and I want to give a big warm welcome back to the wonderful Becky Crogan this evening. Our cook, you not looking good. So where are you all? I don't know, but we have our signed subscriber with us, and we have to have at least one person with us. If you are out there and you are listening to the show this evening, subscriptions are now being taken. Subscription will save you anywhere up to $30 per annum per year. So rather than paying per show, why not take out a subscription and pay for the whole year all at once and save yourself a bit, because you know we've rounded it off right down the bare minimum, and that's as low as I'm prepared to go, to be quite honest, because, you know, $3.50 per show over 365 days, I think it is, in a year, you know, it's adds up a bit more than $50, doesn't it? But that's if everybody was to donate every show, and they don't, of course. So, the subscription fee there is a way of saying thank you to you and keeping us on air, you know, because we don't expect many calls. Everybody's feeling the pinch at the moment financially, and, you know, me included. But we've been feeling the pinch for the last 10 years here. And you know, we've only recently started asking for subscriptions, stroke donations. All the shows we've given you in the past, well, we've asked for nothing at all. You know? And we've got even some of the actual readers that join us regular support us more than the callers sometimes. Okay, what's that dog in my garden?
You what?
I've just heard a dog in my garden. Pretty unusual.
Okay. No, I didn't hear nothing.
Okay. I didn't hear nothing. The wife's going more deaf than what I am, and I'm the one with the hearing aid. Right, we're going to start the show then. Hoping we get more than this, but we're going to start anyway. I'm going to say hello to Becky. And we've got our first call of the evening, Deep.
Hello.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Becky. Thanks for taking my call.
What can I help you with?
Dear, can you see what messages Spirit has for me, or do you want me to ask you a specific question?
I like to start with a question because it kind of gives me a chance to get into your energy a little bit.
Sure. Do you get anything about my son?
Are you worried about your son's health at all?
Health as well, yes. Physical and emotional health and well-being.
I get the feeling that he's kind of going through a process right now where he's, you know, there's a lot of emotions that are happening for him, and he kind of feels down and a little bit depressed. I think it's going to be something that he's going to be able to work himself out of. But at the same time, you're going to have to be very compassionate and very patient around him as he processes through this. There's been a situation that's kind of made him a little bit upset, and he just needs to work through this. And as he does, there's going to be times where he's a little bit more emotional or a little bit sad or a little bit happier. But he will work through this, and it will get better. Like I said, just have love and patience with him, and things will get better, and things will be fine.
Yeah.
What else does that make sense to you?
It does, yes.
What else can I help you with?
Do you get anything around relationship?
Are you in a relationship currently?
No, I'm not.
Oh, let me see what I can do. Everything is kind of topsy-turvy right now because of you know, the whole world with the virus that's going on with COVID. We've all been, or COVID, I should say. You know, everything is, life as we knew it is has changed. I do see you meeting someone and starting to develop a relationship, but I see it closer to the end of the year. After some of this stuff kind of straightens itself out, and, you know, I'm not sure how it is where you are, but where I live, we're still suffering spikes and, you know, surges, and, you know, we're not allowed to be in big groups and stuff like that. But when those restrictions ease, I do think that you're going to be able, there is somebody out there that you will be meeting, and the relationship will start to develop closer to the fall and winter months.
Right. Is this somebody I know, or is it something new?
I think it is somebody that you've met before, but it's not like a casual acquaintance or somebody that you really get know, you know, that you really know. I think it's somebody that you've maybe seen or met when you've been out with your friends, and you just kind of said, hi, how are you? You know, the politeness kind of talking, conversations. But
yeah, yeah.
I think when you meet again, you guys are going to start talking and find that you have mutual interests and, you know, things that you both like to do. And it's going to start out with, you know, I know we both like to do this. Would you like to go to this event with me kind of thing? You know, start out as like a friendship, buddy-buddy, going to do things that you mutually like, and then it'll deepen from there and get into a romance.
Right, okay. Will it be something for the longer term?
I do believe so. It's going to be something, it's not going to be like a, oh my God, I love you at first sight kind of thing. It's going to be one of those relationships that develops deeper as time goes on. And I kind of, I like to see those relationships when I'm doing readings, because those are the ones that last. The ones that are all, you know, fire and passion to begin with. A lot of times, if you don't have the interest to hold it together, that doesn't last very long and it fizzles out. This is going to be one that's going to grow and develop and get stronger with time.
Right.
So it's going to be more of a lasting one, but like I said, it's not going to be fireworks at the beginning. But you're going to be very happy with it, because it's going to be a type of relationship where you don't have to walk around eggshells. You kind of already know what the person, you know, you don't. It's one that you're going to be very comfortable in. And you're not going to always have to worry about what you say or, you know, to hurt the other one's feelings, because you guys are already going to know what can be said to each other and, you know, what buttons to push. Like I said, it's going to start out as a friendship and then develop into something deeper than that.
Yeah. Thank you, Becky.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Okay.
Thank you, Ken.
Right. So we didn't use the timer, but I think, you know, Becky has a punch when she reads. As those that have been with us and listened to Becky in the past will know that. And there you heard the bleep at the end of 7 minutes. Normally, at the end of that 7 minutes, you would hear the three-minute timer giving 10 minutes in all. But, you know, I think it really depends on the reader. And if the reader can pack a punch there and deliver the message sooner, then it helps to get through the call queue. unfortunately, this evening we've got no curfew, which is kind of strange. I don't know what happens to Wednesdays. Wednesday, something happens on a Wednesday in the States, because most of the callers are that call to the show are in the States. But it's something that goes on a Wednesday. I don't know what it is that goes on a Wednesday that makes it different to any other day. But what we'll do, we'll find some music for you. And we'll play a few tracks there for you. And hopefully, if you are out there, you'll call in. But I can't see there being any other reason why you wouldn't call in. Right. So I think what we're going to maybe do is sit my wife in the hot seat after the music. So I'm just going to play a piece of music, move out of the seat and let the wife sit here for a moment.
Everything, only pleasures and pain.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that piece of music. Band called Cock Robin, and just around the corner. I'm going to bring Becky back on the mic then. We're not using the timer at the moment because the timer kind of, we dismissed the timer this evening because we don't really need it. Okay, so we're going to bring Becky back on the mic. I've got Carol out of the way. And you need to ask a question, don't you, Carol?
No.
But you're going to ask that anyway, aren't you? Because it's no good asking me, because I can't really tell you that. So you need to be asking it directly. Okay. Right. Carry on.
Good evening, Becky.
Hi.
Hi. Do you do spirit readings? Can you connect to spirit?
Yes, I can.
Then could I have a spirit reading, please?
Is there anyone in particular that you'd like to try to get a hold of?
Sandra.
And how long has Sandra been gone?
4 years.
Okay. Just take me a minute here. When Sandra passed, was she in a lot of pain?
It would be hard to know that.
It would be hard to know that because she lived so far away. She lived in Canada.
Okay. I get the feeling what I'm getting from her is that she's saying she doesn't have any pain now. So I'm not sure that if she had chronic pain in her life or towards the end of her life, as sometimes happens, there was pain. But she's saying that she's out of, and it could be emotional pain too, but she's saying that she's out of pain. And was she a person that was always on the go?
Yes,
because she said, I'm finally resting now. She's saying that she's kind of laughing, and she's saying, I'm finally taking time for myself now. What she's saying is, she goes, I always made sure that everybody else was taken care of before I took time for me. She goes, now I'm taking time for me.
Yeah.
She's. Go ahead.
Yes. Sir.
She. Go ahead, Carol. What did you want to say? I didn't quite hear you.
That's definitely Sandra. Yeah. Always on the go. Always on the go. Yeah. Everybody else before herself.
This part, I don't know, it's kind of funny to me, but she goes, we've got a club going up here with me and some of my friends, and what she's showing me is kind of like, oh, I don't know what you call them over in England, but it's kind of like a place where it's kind of got a pub atmosphere, but they do dancing and stuff like that. And she's talking about how her and her friends go out and party now. And she's having loads of fun.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Mm.
So, because she's showing me dancing. So, and that's, you know, a sign of joy and things like that.
Yeah, she loved the dancing.
And she's also telling me that she comes and sees you once in a while. And you've known it's her a couple times because you've got a two-story house, right?
Yep.
Okay. She has gone past you as you're on the steps going either upstairs or going downstairs, and you felt a breeze rush past you. And it's not like a strong one, but it's kind of like a little poof or a little... You can feel it's a breeze. And that's her just coming in, and she's telling me that she's doing a drive-by just to see how you're doing.
Yes, okay, yeah.
So, but she's having fun. She wants you to make sure that you take time out for yourself. And she's telling me that you can do only so much as a mother, and after that it's up to the kids to take care of stuff. So, you know, however you want to take that, that's what she's telling me. And
okay,
that you need to go out and have some fun for you.
Yeah.
So I hope that made sense.
It did, yes. It did, yes. All right.
Yeah. Is that good, Carol?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
There you go. So, okay, it's kind of looking like, if you pardon the pun, a dead night, because there's kind of nobody here at the moment, we keep
Ken,
there,
you know,
Ken,
it doesn't bother me. I know it's my first time back. You know, maybe next week will be a little bit better. If you want to cut it short, that's, fine with me, and we can try it again.
I cut it short because, obviously, we've only been on air, 30 minutes. But, we'll see what happens. I'll probably put another couple of tracks in music and see what happens. But see,
that's fine.
I don't know. There's something wrong with Wednesdays. I don't know what it is, but Wednesdays seem to be a slack night all of a sudden. And it never used to.
People, it's in the middle of the week. People are tired.
But I can remember the times when we used to go 3 hours, into archives, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, we're struggling to keep the studio going because, I'm having trouble with the payment card at the moment. We don't know what's going to happen here after December because everything's been on lockdown and they haven't been able to get in touch with their bankers to find out what the problem is.
You know, we go through the same thing over here. There's people that are really trying their best to not spread the virus. And then, of course, we have people who refuse to wear masks and go to these big, big rallies. There's a huge motorcycle rally in South Dakota in August called Sturgis. And they held that rally this year, and there's 250,000 cases of the virus because of that rally.
Yeah.
So, a lot of people, they're still not working. Or they're working from home within a reduced wage. This is not, it's not a good year all around.
No. Well, I remember a big horse race meeting, which was literally days before they announced lockdown here. And, I thought, what was that? Why is it that if they knew about this, why did they allow that meeting to go ahead?
Well, see, that's just it. I live in a small town, or by a small town. I'm out in the country, but the town that's next to me has maybe 700 people.
Yeah.
They had held a funeral, and they took precautions during the funeral part, but where they went and socialized afterwards, and 50 people ended up with it just from that funeral. So it's there's hot spots all over. People are, there's a lot of people, school started here. There's a lot of people petrified of what's going to happen to their children.
Yeah, yeah. I know my daughter, my granddaughter, I should say, she was due to go to Disneyland Paris, and it was going to cost like £300 to send her there. And Mum had planned it all, got the money saved and everything. And then along came COVID. You know, it's like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go because she'd heard of one of the children from her class that actually died. You know, so it's like, I don't want to go. Just, you know.
Yeah,
like,
it's something that we have to take more seriously. And it's something that's going to go away anytime soon.
Anytime soon, no. Exactly. You know, people really need to be getting a grip on it and taking things really seriously. As you know, but I think the governments of the world have done a grand job. You know, and you can't fault them for that. You know.
Well, maybe your government, mine. I don't even want to go there.
Okay.
It gets to be almost a joke after a while, the way that, you know, you've got some people having it that way, and then we have a person who is supposed to be a leader who has been quoted as telling people that maybe they should inject themselves with bleach
to get rid
of the virus.
One. Yeah. I heard that one. It's, you know. I don't know how I misconstrued that guy, because I did hear that one, and he did actually say that, didn't he? You know, you could hear him say it. Because, so I'm thinking, well, okay, if you actually said that, then what do you actually mean by it? Because nobody's going to do that.
Actually, when he was talking about that one medication, it's also something that people use to clean aquariums. And there was an older couple who said, well, he said we should do this. So they did that. It's poisonous. They killed themselves by mistake.
Exactly.
You know, you don't know who to believe and who you should look for advice when you hear stuff like that.
Oh, gosh, no. But what I've seen there is that, like you said, that he didn't show no remorse over that, you know, after that had happened. And there was no remorse there in that. I'm thinking, okay. But, I mean, I can't really knock our government on our ministers here for the things that they've done so far. And, you know, they've kind of looked after major industries and kept them going, but they're starting to have to reap it back now, because they've told the employers, well, look, we're not going to be able to help you indefinitely. You're going to have to start paying your employers yourself now. And a lot of companies have gone under already because of it, because they can't afford to pay their employers because they've got nothing to pay them with.
Right, that's what's going on here with our bars and restaurants. They're either not following the regulations, or, you know, if they can't make money with the takeout orders, their people are getting fired and they're closing their doors. They can't afford to be open anymore.
Exactly. I think it's going to happen. It's going to have a knock-on effect worldwide, you know, because I know there's so many big chain stores that have gone under recently, you know, it's like, and these are chain stores that started in the States and spread all over the world. And then, like, I mean, when you hear of the big ones going down, you're thinking, what's going on? You know, you're thinking, will it ever get back to normal? Because, and the answer to that, we already know.
Yeah, things, you know, we have to learn a new way of life.
I think this really is just like the tip of the iceberg. because, you know, nobody really knows what's coming next out of this, you know, because it's changed people in a lot of different ways. Some people for the better, some people for the worse, you know, and I think that's going to be the case in any situation, but a lot of people are enjoying working from home. Okay, maybe
yeah.
That's a godsend. Maybe that's good in some way. But then I've seen a lot of hatred coming from people as well. You know, and the build-up of hatred and prejudice towards people as well. That's on the increase, yeah?
Yeah, well, here, you know, it's like the big thing is masks. You know, a lot of stores, of course, require you wearing one to come in, and a lot of people are saying it's against my constitutional rights, this and this, and actually getting mad at the people who are just doing their jobs.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's, like I always said, it doesn't cost anything to be kind.
No,
and
exactly.
You're not, if you can save one person's life by wearing a mask, then it's worth it.
Of course it is. Exactly so. You know, and I mean, nobody, you know, deserves to die from this at all. You know,
it's a terrible death.
It is terrible. You know, you see the people that have actually caught it there, and the conditions that they have to go through before passing over. You know, it's like you know. I mean, when you think of how vulnerable me and the wife are here with
right.
I mean, I had the emphysema and Carol with the diabetes, and then there's the son. My son is he's asthmatic, so you know, it's like, okay, somebody during the lockdown, somebody had to go out and do the shopping. Well, of course, he was the one that chose to do it because he was the youngest, you know, and it's not an easy thing to do, you know. And then they're talking about going back into lockdown again now, because people are not conforming, and the numbers are going up across the country, you know, in like you said there, Becky, hot spots, yeah?
Yeah, it's, you know, here, my expo season starts this weekend, and
right,
we canceled
yeah.
all the spring ones because of the virus, and
yeah.
in some of the states, masks are optional, that because I just go in South Dakota, North Dakota, and Minnesota is what I do. But at my booth and at my galleries, I'll be wearing a mask.
Yeah. You know, because I think, you know, it shows people that you are caring for them, sort of thing. You know, if they don't want to do it back, then that's the prerogative, really, I suppose. But,
right.
That there should be some law against it, you know, there should be some law to make you do it. They said here in the UK now, they said that you've got to wear a mask if you go in a food store. And you can see the local store, over, which is like directly outside my back gate. It's like people are the odd one or two people are doing it, but then like not even the shopkeepers themselves are doing it. You know, you're thinking, well, okay. So
well, in my state, it's in Minnesota, it's mandatory to wear a mask in all public places.
There you go. Exactly.
And when you're outside of these public places, it's unless you're at your residence, it's mandatory for you to wear a mask.
There you go. Exactly.
But, you know, again, there are some people who don't do it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm just going to get somebody, right? Well, Becky, I think what we'll do, we'll take a short break. We'll come back and think of, what we can talk about. But maybe we've exhausted that subject for this evening. It's not a subject really that we like to dwell on, ladies and gents, you know, because it's not what the show's about, really. But it's there just nevertheless. And if it fills in airspace, then, you know, we will try to find a subject to talk about after the piece of music. And we'll try and drum up some lovely callers. So we are here for the next hour and a quarter or so. If you are out there and you do want to call in for reading this evening, then the number is the same as usual, 646-668-8735. And, well, okay. So let's see what we can do then. I have to tell you, that's, what's her name? I can't remember. And there's nothing wrong with being confident. I wish I had some more. Now then, I'm looking at the Facebook page, which we don't do very often while we're on live there. And I'm thinking of leaving a message there for people and asking them where they are this evening. But I don't know. I don't know, because I know that last Wednesday, we had a new person with my, but let's say that we have a new person that's not really a new person, because this person was with me originally around about 10 years ago. And the show went well, and you know, it's kind of strange now, because we've changed back to our regular Wednesday person, and there doesn't seem to be no interest this evening. And okay, I'm just looking in the studio to see whether anything might be broken and stopping people from calling, and I can't find anything. And it's kind of strange why this should be. And I think I might have mentioned it in the past there, is that, you know, we put in a timer, which is like 7 minutes that you don't hear, and 3 minutes that you do. So it's actually a 10-minute timer. So the 7 minutes that you don't hear, where I see a countdown, but you don't, and then the last 3 minutes of that countdown you actually hear in the studio, and we've utilised the 3 minutes out, because you know, you get a countdown 3 minutes, let's say. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, that is the usual count. Actually, we took it from the count in, because you don't get that on the count out. But the count in, it says, you know, and you get a count there every minute after the 15. Once the 15 minutes calling starts, you get a countdown for the whole 15 minutes. So we just utilise that voice, and she's free anyway, although she can't say her sixes properly. And sat-nav navigation, wow, do you know she's actually the voice of sat-nav navigation here in the UK, and it's the same voice. So it's an automated voice that's used worldwide in many European countries, and maybe some parts of the States. I don't know whether they have their own sat-nav navigation voice there, but she can't find her way to my house. So I know my son had recently ordered something over the internet, and, you know, it said that we came to your street, but we couldn't find your house. I thought, well, if you're in the street, there's no excuse to find the house. But, you know, because once you're in the street, the sat-nav should tell you that you are actually in the actual street that you need to be. All you need to do now is get out of your car, your vehicle, and walk around. But the idle sod got back in his car, went all the way back to the depot, and my son has had to wait another day. But it's come eventually. But there you go. Maybe that's a subject we can talk about, but no. How many people have got more idle because of COVID. And because you're thinking, okay, the people that were idle before, i.e. the government workers and the people that come to do household repairs, they were lazy enough before, but have they got more lazy and using COVID as an excuse? Let's bring Becky back in on this one. So what do you think, Becky? Yes? No?
Oh, about people becoming more lazy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I live in a rural area, so, you know, we've been able to go on walks and you know, people, it's farming community, so, you know, the work has to be done.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people when the state first shut down, and I had friends that had businesses that had to be shut down, that they spent a lot of time binging Netflix, but I don't think that lasted very long because people got tired of it and started going to the gym through like Skype and Zoom and things like that. And you know, I'm sure there are people who have, I've been pretty lazy about it, but I'm, you know, so I think there is, but I don't, up here our summers are so short that we'll get out and do something just to enjoy the weather.
Yeah, just to enjoy the weather, exactly. I've done that.
Because we've already had snow and frost.
Well, I was told I've got to go out and do my garden because I got a letter through saying that if you don't get out and do your garden, you know, we're going to impose a penalty on you or something like that. You know, it's like a threatening sort of letter from the council. And it had come from one of the neighbours, apparently, said that the garden was in a state, get it done, that type of thing. I said, okay. So I had to spend a lot of money buying tools that I didn't have, saws and things that I didn't have, chopping down trees and bushes. And we finally got the two gardens done. But the weather was there. The weather was there. The weather was nice, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now that I've come to an end of it, now I've got to get rid of all the rubble and everything. We've had nothing but rain.
Great.
So I can't do anything. I can't do anything because I'm stuck now, like you said there. You know, a very short summer we've had this year. We're in a rainy season now at the moment where we've had nothing but rain now for the last 3 weeks.
Yes, I have a hole in my backyard. I had well trouble. And the holes from last year, they haven't come. My son has the equipment, and he lives across the street, but it's been so rainy that my hole hasn't been able to get covered up.
Right.
So hopefully he can do it this weekend, because I don't want to go through another winter with a hole in my ground.
Oh, no. No, because, you know, I just think the longer you've got that there, it's going to cause subsidence eventually, yeah?
Well, it's starting to get closer to the house than I like it, because I have floor heat, so I have quite a bit of sand around the underneath the foundation of my house. So, you know, he's going to do it. It's just hopefully this weekend. We haven't had any rain this week, but we've been like you, rain all the time. He can't fill up the hole when there's water in it, because then if it gets freeze, then my well will freeze.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, all right, Becky, I know this is going to sound terrible because we've come to the top of the hour and we've had no callers. Well, I think we're going to call it a day, yeah?
Oh, that's fine with me. I got plenty to do. Never know, kid.
Yeah.
Maybe it's me.
Well, I don't know. I'm away for a couple of days now next week. We've got no show until Tuesday next week. So we start back on Tuesday, which I think is the 15th. So we're back on the 15th there, ladies and gents. If you are out there listening, there's no Friday show this week because I'm down in Wales with my youngest daughter for a couple of days. And I haven't been away in 30 years, Becky, so, you know, it's like a little holiday for me, yeah?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Oh, I certainly hope so. I'm going to say, I've looked at the weather for down that area and it's looking nice, so it should be okay. But, Becky, enjoy the rest of your week. And I do apologize.
Oh, I will.
So, Becky Krogan, ladies and gents, and do try to show some appreciation for Becky there. Becky has been with us a long, long time, right from the start there, having her own show there, not just here in Studio 1, but in Studio 2 as well. And, you know, Becky has helped us out many, many times going the extra mile, ladies and gents, and doing the 3-hour archive shows with us, and even doing the moon special shows with us where we've done 4-hour stints, you know, so we can't really understand the lack of appreciation for people, we really can't, but okay. If that's the way the cookie crumbles, as they say, then so be it. But we don't want to lose Wednesday shows. Tell us what's wrong. You know, just tell us what's wrong. Tell us what we're doing wrong. Yeah. And maybe we can do something about it. Yeah. Okay, we're going to play out with our usual piece of music. There should be no problem calling in, so that is not the reason this evening, I do know. I actually demand to know the reason, because you're not going to show respect on a Monday and then no respect for the rest of the week. That is not what we're about here on Psychic Choice Radio. You know, we need your support throughout all of our shows that we've tried to bring to you, and there is no one reader any less worth than any other. Yeah? So please let us know what we're doing wrong, right, wrong, indifferent, but we want to know. Actually, I demand to know, because I shall stop the shows altogether if this is going to be the way.